doggy style. A doggy style.
Doggy style the podcast.
Doggy style the podcast.
Doggy style the podcast.
Wiki wiki wow wow. Wiki wiki wow wow.
Woo.
Fuck you, Ethan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
That's Jennifer Wicks.
And that's Nelsie Spencer.
And we are
Doggy Style the Podcast.
And this is season two coming at ya.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, we're in the woods.
We are in the woods.
Covered head to toe with off.
Yeah, we got to get that poison on us to die of cancer because the ticks aren't going to get us
first. Yep. Yeah, well, yep, they died of cancer, but neither of them had Lyme's disease.
We win!
Woohoo!
As we go down, they take us off the life support. I win!
Fuck you, ticks! Yeah.
She flatlined.
So today, we're going to have to work a little harder to be good with our... to be more regular with our recordings because Jennifer's about to have a major life change.
I get to go to massage school.
No, she's pregnant.
No, I'm not. With Jesus.
Second coming. But I'm bummed. Yeah, she's going to massage school. It's so exciting.
Yes. Yes, it'll be fun. I'm excited, but I'm also like,
yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you. What's your excitement to nerve ratio?
My excitement's pretty high, but now that it's getting closer, I'm feeling more anxious. Not because I don't think I'll do well. It's how I'm going to balance everything.
Yeah, yeah.
From, you know, it's essentially 40 hours a week plus homework.
Wow.
And part of those 40 hours is also doing massage clinics to get your practice up so you can get your license in the end.
Yeah, so my question to her is how soon can I start exploiting you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you know, I've got right here my neck.
I'll be like, I'm doing the old strangle hold, you know.
You have bruises on your neck. What happened? Jennifer's in massage school.
Or maybe it's some sort of crazy game we got going there.
I'm not even going to go there.
Her husband's dialing in right now to hear this podcast.
Yeah,
What's going on?
Yeah. He wants the visual. That's what he wants. So balancing
life and school and homework. I mean, for 20 years, I've been raising kids. Which
is impressive because her oldest is only 18. So for 2 years, she was raising a phantom child?
No. He's, he's 19. He'll be 20 soon.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Is Justin already... that's right. He turned 19 last year. That's right.
Yes, he did. So he'll be 20 this fall.
Right. Okay, she's
and that's
right.
And that's when I quit. I gave birth to him on a Sunday, and I never went back to work on the Monday.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so it's going to be a switch. Now, I know anybody out there as a parent... juggling kids and all that is its own stress and all that. But as they get older, except for you being a taxi driver or an Uber, it gets easier. So I've had a lot of life.
Wait. You lost me there. What's easier? Being a parent or being an Uber driver? I got confused.
Being a parent because they, you know, they can, you don't have to chase them to, you know, brush their teeth or do their homework. So I've had it easier the past few years. And
Absolutely.
Now it's going to go into a whole different, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is you don't have to brush their teeth or change a diaper or tie their shoes. But you still have to drive Ethan around.
Yeah.
And you're going to have 40 plus hours.
Yeah.
Devoted to becoming the most amazing masseuse ever.
Yes, that's what we hope.
No, that's what we know.
That's what we know. Great. Look
at
this.
Yeah. She has healing hands. I say that based on absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Just intuitive.
Yeah, yeah. It should be good. I think I'll be better with my schedule once I get a couple of weeks under my belt so I can experience what it's like. That'll be easier for me than trying to think.
It's the unknown.
Yes.
It's the unknown.
How's this all going to work together, you know?
Exactly. How are you going to find the time and grocery shopping and cooking? See, she cooks.
Yeah.
I just say stop cooking. That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I got to start prostitution to pay for the ordering out.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah. God. And they call it sex work now.
Yeah. Oh, just yes. So you know. That's, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's the politically correct term.
Yep. Sex worker.
Sex worker. But I think that for me, I'd be better off being a madam and picking up some of the girls at the high school. I'll take a cut.
We have just been added to a predator registry. Just now.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be like $100. 90 for me, 10 for her.
Okay.
What type do you like? I'll go find some more.
The level of exploitation is getting really high here. She's kidding, like, guys. Kidding.
I'm like, my boy's going to need a car soon.
not mama needs new shoes. Yeah. Son needs a car.
So that I don't have to be an Uber.
Yeah, it's the Uber driving. Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get what you mean. I'm so slow. What she meant was everything gets easier when they get older, but the thing that gets harder is you're driving them everywhere.
Yes.
Hence the Uber driving reference.
Yes.
Which you guys probably all got about 7 minutes ago. I just got it.
That's okay. That's all right. So it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's all going to be good. I do think that. It's just, you know, it's like, let's just get started.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's unknown. And that unknown stuff creates, you know, anxiety.
Yes.
It just makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to kill it.
Yes.
You're going to kill it.
So tomorrow's my last official day off.
Wow.
I mean, it's
off,
not
going to... which is in quotes. Because
yeah.
That day off includes... Because Jennifer, get this, guys. Vacuums every day.
Yes.
Does laundry
every day. Hey, but it's easier that way.
You know what's really easy? When you do it every 6 weeks.
Oh, God. See, then you need the clothes to go with the 6 weeks.
No. It's true. Doug does laundry. And I vacuum probably once a month.
Yes.
But every day.
Yeah,
vacuums.
I
don't know how we can be friends because I look so bad next door.
Whatever you wore yesterday's in the laundry today. It goes into the dryer, and then I quickly fold up, and that's it.
Wow.
And it's, like, all done like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't spend all day doing laundry.
So it's like a load a day.
Yep.
You're in, you're out, it's folded, boom.
Yep.
All right. I get
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I get that. And if the vacuuming, how long does it take to vacuum?
Probably about 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, you don't have to sit there and go over the same spot 100 times.
Yeah, right. You know? I'm going to get that hair tie.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Like,
yeah.
Just, yeah. Boom. Yeah,
boom. Done.
Yeah.
All right. I'm impressed.
But still, I, you know.
So, yeah. So maybe with school, you might not be able to.
Yeah, I think once. I have a deal with my son. He's not going to do that. I think that's a little OCD on my part. But I'm going to have...
Just a little bit. Just a little OCD.
I'm going to have him like 2 days a week. Or what I'm going to say is I need this done.
When you say have him, meaning he'll be your helper.
Yeah, he'll do laundry and vacuum the house and stuff like that for me.
Excellent.
But then he'll
In lieu of a summer job.
Right.
Got
and
it.
Then, but when he starts school, I'll expect him to help me out, but I can't expect him to do my, you know what I mean, everything.
You just talked to him a little bit about the Artful Dodger and Oliver Twist and those kids.
Oh, please.
That how lucky he is. He just better start fucking pulling his weight.
Yeah, I'm like, you cost a lot of money.
Meanwhile, my 23-year-old, meanwhile, I'm still like gathering empty plates from Malcolm's room.
Yeah.
Actually, I stopped doing it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. They talked about it on Fox News because it was such a big thing. Nelsie Spencer stops taking care of her 23-year-old son. No, I did. I have twice now gone in his room, started to pick up plates.
Yeah.
And empty seltzer bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is it's not empty scotch bottles.
Yeah.
Or even beer bottles.
Yes, absolutely.
And I started to pick them up, and then I stopped.
Yes.
And I said, Mac, you got to do this.
Yeah.
And he did it. He did it. He didn't even do it like with an attitude.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that I'm happy and proud about that, I mean, I am happy. I'm proud of myself that I did it, but it is really, It's sad that it's taken so long.
It's you know what? As long as it happens, yeah. I think it's easier to get that with the eldest because you're constantly chasing up the youngest. And then you realize the youngest isn't a little anymore, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, also, he went away to college where I didn't get to see how messy his room was or wasn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's back from college 4 years later, and he didn't become any neater while he was away.
Yeah, of course.
No, that didn't happen.
He was like, eh.
He didn't come back suddenly making his bed and... You know, offering
to... And he was like, oh, good, my parents are here. They'll take care
of
everything.
Oh, oh yeah. Coming home with the classic, like, just unloading his trunk and all it is clothes that need to be washed.
Yeah. It happens. You're not the only one, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, always the way I sort of, yeah, but, you know, he could be addicted to heroin, you know? He's really...
He could be in jail.
He could be in jail. You know, there's a lot of things that could be going on.
Absolutely.
If the worst case scenario are seltzer bottles and, like, you know, like salsa. Like, he takes salsa into his room, and then it just sits there, and then it's like a science experiment.
Exactly.
Jeez.
No, I know. Ethan does the same thing. And so I've told him, I've realized that you have to deal with it like a homework assignment.
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
So I've said to him, when I do this, what I will do is I will text you, because that's their form of communication these days.
Uh-huh.
A list on a piece of paper is too old school.
Oh, right,
and I'll say, like, you know, empty the dishwasher, take the trash out. Whatever the case is, I want it done by 5. If I come home and it's not done, I'm not paying you, and you can't go out to see your girlfriend.
So this is the plan? You haven't had to do it yet.
This is what we're going to do. He's agreed to it.
I like it.
We start Wednesday.
Okay.
He started mowing the lawn today, so he is starting other things. But my stuff, like, you know, it's going to be a little hard to make dinner if the dishes are still not done.
Yeah.
So, and I don't need him going, oh my God, she's home, and then start doing it when I'm in there trying to figure out dinner.
Yes.
So I want it done before I get there. And we'll see how it works.
She will keep us posted.
I'm sure there's going to be glitches.
And ladies and gentlemen, and I say gentlemen as well, because there are plenty of Mr. Moms out there.
Yes.
If you guys have any tips,
please
send them in. Jennifer, you know, you can send them in to our Gmail account, which is...
Oh, doggy.style.podcast@gmail.com.
Man, that just rolled off her tongue.
Yeah.
doggy.style.podcast@gmail.com. Send us some, you know, working mother or working dad tips.
Yes.
And
donations to us.
Donations, yes.
We need donations.
Just send cash.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you can't send cash via email. We're going to have to put a Patreon account together.
Yes.
All right, I'll do that. I'll get on that.
Yeah,
I will.
We want money. Can you give it to us?
Yeah, just, you know, for a dollar a day. For as little as a dollar a day, you can enjoy. Oh, guess what? They can enjoy us for free, can't they?
Yeah.
Damn it. God, there's a flaw in here.
That's what they tell you, though, on TV.
Yeah. For as little as a dollar a day. A dollar a month. On Patreon.
Yes.
A month. Yeah.
It would be a dollar a day just to feed poor little baby Nelsie. You know, that's what it is. It's like for just the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and then they show that big doe-eyed child with the biggest, widest, darkest, brownest eyes with just a little bit of tear in the corner.
And a grain of rice in the corner.
Right.
From their last meal.
From their last meal, which was 7 days ago.
Yeah. Won't you please help? What type of sick fucking bastard are you?
Don't touch that dial!
How can you sit there in your air-conditioned home with a refrigerator filled with food in a country where you can eat 24 hours a day while little Angelina... pick up the phone and give us some money, right?
You selfish American bastards.
That was a Sam Kinison, the one from the 80s, actually.
My friend Corey does a bit about a little Kakumba, or she, because her father adopted some child over the internet, and he's always comparing her
to Kakumba.
Kakumba doesn't complain. Kakumba walks 10 miles a day to get water. You don't hear your sister Kakumba complaining, do you? Oh, I'm not doing it justice, but go to Corey, you know, Google Corey Kahaney and you will find that routine. It's hysterical. Oh, my Lord. All right, so
yes.
You are going to be a working mother.
Yeah.
I mean, which is redundant anyway.
No,
like, are
no,
there mothers out there that aren't working? I suppose so. I don't know any. You're now going to be getting paid to. Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'll now be getting paid to do whatever I do.
But
yes.
But actually, you'll be paying because you're going to school.
I'm paying first, yes.
Yeah.
I got to pay first.
Yeah,
then,
but it's going to happen.
Then I should get paid back.
You will. You will. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I made my first payment today. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. So, and if there's anybody out there who's got any tips about getting back into it, you know, going back to school or going back to work after 20 years off, we'd love to hear those tips. Are there any masseuses out there who have any tips about school? Like, you know, keeping your energy up.
Yeah.
I mean, you already eat like, what are some of the 15 supplements that you eat? You eat good stuff, right?
Oh, supplements?
Well, no, but you eat like chia seeds. You're always
hemp seeds, you know. Yeah, I'm like all into that. I take some turmeric, you know, supposed to keep the plaque out of my brain.
Yeah, Doug just started doing the curcumin, which is like turmeric.
Yes.
But you have to take it with black pepper.
Yes, my turmeric comes with black pepper in it.
There you go.
Yeah, and then I take milk thistle, helps with your liver. I take the maca root that you told me about.
Thank you. Yes, maca root is very good for your hormones.
I'm red a feminine maca, woman now.
Because before she was really very
before
butch.
Before I wasn't.
Now
yeah.
She's so feminine.
Yeah.
She's wearing high heels in the woods. Yeah. I don't know how she does it.
And a bustier. I'm pouring out
she's
out of my shirt right now.
She's showing some cleavage. And let me tell you, the mosquitoes are excited about it.
Yeah, they're like, I need a bite of that. And I'm like, come on, baby.
Come on, baby, because I got deets on these teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Our number one fan's going to be so happy to hear this episode.
Yes, he is.
Our number one fan contacted us today and said, "Where is the Doggy Style podcast?"
Really?
Yes.
It's nice to be missed.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have to get back to being consistent.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all right, you know.
No, but see, because since I'm better now with both what do you do naked novelist and losing it,
I've gotten
better at that, so I'll just be better with doggy style as well.
Doggy style the podcast. Fuck you, Ethan.
It's amazing how we can recreate that.
Yeah.
When to the average person doesn't probably sound like a song.
Yeah.
But to us, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, we know that song.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So, what else?
Yes. Nelsie, she just did this one-woman show.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I did.
Yes. We tried to record that one, and we had a snafu, so...
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
now you can tell people about it.
Oh, God. Okay, so I did... I wrote... My father died in 1997. I was born in a small town. No, I won't go back that far. My father died in 1997, and all three of his children were estranged from him. And despite that, we all went to the funeral. And at the time, he was living in this little tiny town in the high desert of Mexico called Jacame. And it's a furball. Hakume. And spelled J-A-C-U-M-A, right?
Okay.
Hakumba is on the U.S. side. So there's these little twin cities. One's on the U.S. side, the other's on the Mexico side.
Okay.
So anyway, me and my brothers and my mother, who hadn't been married to him at the time, they'd been divorced for 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we all went, and hijinks ensued. It was really quite an interesting story, and he died right around the end of October and was buried in a little tiny Mexican graveyard right after the Day of the Dead. So the cemetery was all decorated with bright banners and skeletons for the Day of the Dead.
Oh, cool.
So these Dory. Callie's just jumping all over Jennifer.
And biting me.
She's got rabies.
Yeah. Well, that's the way she says I love you. She just chews gently on your arm.
That's nice. And how does she say I hate you?
She chews hard.
Harder.
She's hard on your she waits till you turn around and then she nips you in the butt. So I named the story Day of the Dead Daddy. And I did, I wrote a screenplay a few years ago and then did a rewrite, blah, blah, blah. And recently I thought, one person show.
Yeah.
And so I did a reading of it. It's interesting because I didn't really read it. I was pretty much off book. But I did a performance of it to a little small, and when I say small, 8 people invited audience.
Yeah.
In Manhattan. And it was quite, when I say successful, what I mean is, I told the story. I think I told it well, and yeah. I told it theatrically, and people really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
It's so much fun.
She cried in it, too.
I did. I cried twice. Yeah, when I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's acting! Theater! I'm a thespian! Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and as
and
you,
they stood up and applauded,
standing ovation, people throwing things,
yeah, like tomatoes,
Kit Kat bars.
Yeah,
it was really, really nice. Some coins, coinage, pennies mostly, but yeah. It helped pay for the room.
Condoms.
Yeah. Don't procreate. Whatever you do,
stop while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead. Which is my mother's line. That is my mother's line. Oh, that's in the play.
See,
yeah.
Oh, good old Nell.
Oh,
and I.
Good old Nell. Yeah. Just when when we were kids, my dad would have us learn a song, and then they'd have a cocktail party, and we'd perform for the guests.
Well, it's like Sound of Music.
A little bit. Yeah, my dad was. My dad looks great in a pair of lederhosen.
Oh.
Oh huh? Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? And so. So I would sing a song, it was or Cardi. Dicknett was never singing. And we'd always want to sing another song, and my mom would always be, quit while you're ahead. Quit while you're ahead. And I'm sure all the guests were like, yeah, can we get back to talking and drinking?
Yeah.
They're cute, but isn't it bedtime?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it. So I'm excited about it. I did that reading / performance, and I'm going to do another one in September, and then 2 more in November.
That's awesome.
That's the plan.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, thank you, honey.
When you're rich and famous, don't forget us little people.
What was your name again?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what a lovely dog you have.
And then, just because that last episode that we tried to do mm-hmm. had a snafu,
yeah,
we also talked about her Losing It podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. So, yeah, my other podcast, on which Jennifer is a guest, one of the first guests, and her episode is, I think, episode 4, and it's entitled Perfectionism, Penis, Prostitution, Paralysis. Yeah. And if you want to know why it's called that,
you'll have to
listen
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And Losing It is basically me interviewing people.
Yeah.
And they come in and tell a story. But it's still somewhat interactive, and the tagline is "Life lessons from some of my favorite losers."
Yeah, thanks. And I'm one of the first ones that she could think of. Who's going to be one of my first 5 losers of all?
Well,
Jennifer's up there.
Let me ask you a question: who can tell a story? That's what it comes down to.
Oh.
And who can be funny? She's weeping.
That's awesome.
So it's friends and former students, and mostly friends and former students.
Yes. And you've had one new person.
Oh, right. We've had a couple of stranger guests.
Yes.
We've had a few stranger guests, which have been fun, too. Selena Kopeck, I think it is. She's very funny, and she has her own... She has a Twitter account that's called... I don't remember what it's called, but look her up. You can find her through my Instagram, and she does this whole Twitter thing about sort of making fun of the LA Times wedding announcements.
Oh, great.
Very funny.
Okay.
She's hysterical. So, yeah, we've had a couple stranger guests, which have been great, and people have talked about losing fear.
Fear, yes.
Losing their hair.
Hair.
lose, more than one person lost a wedding ring.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
How do you explain that?
Yeah.
Losing it was on the bedside table of my boyfriend. Oh, no!
Losing your shit.
Yeah.
Meaning losing, like, you know, losing your way kind of a thing.
Okay. Not like, you know, diarrhea or anything.
We haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
Haven't had losing control of your bowels. So if anybody out there has a good losing control of your bowels story, be in touch. I think we all, unfortunately, have one of those stories. Don't
we? You're walking down the street and you're feeling something leak, diarrhea.
Yes, we are 11 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good podcast.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, check it out. It's fun. It's fun, and hopefully maybe even you know, a couple of life lessons here and there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
so we got doggy style losing it.
And you know what I'm also?
Tell me.
The CBD oil.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Jennifer's been using CBD oil for over a year, right?
Yes. Yes, I was in a car accident and had a minor concussion, and I had migraines for 10 months straight.
Yeah, she says she always has minor concussion, and then she follows it up with migraines for 10 months straight.
I know, and that's the sad part about...
I don't think that's a minor concussion, honey.
The neurologist, after the whole tests and all that, said it was minor. So my thing was, if this is minor, no wonder those football players blow their brains out after a while,
geez,
you know? Because if that was minor...
My God, honey.
Or those boxers that keep hitting the head.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I couldn't get rid of it. I even would take Advil and Tylenol together, 3 pills each.
Yeah.
And it would faintly dull it.
Yeah.
Prescription, nothing. Diet, exercise. Exercise did help. So did diet.
Yeah, because when we met and we first started walking, you were having these pretty much chronic headaches.
Yes.
And I didn't really know about it because she's not a complainer. She's very tough. You know, she's not a testicle. She's more like a vagina.
That thing can really take a pounding.
That's my new thing. I'm no longer going to use the word pussy.
Pair of balls or...
Yeah, I'm no longer going to say, you know, don't be a pussy. If somebody can't handle something, I'm going to say, don't be a testicle.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they're just delicate.
They're just so delicate.
They're
don't sensitive. Be such a fucking testicle. Okay, so Jennifer is not a testicle. She's a fucking warrior vagina. And so she doesn't really complain. And it wasn't until we'd been friends for a while that I found out that you had these chronic headaches.
Yes. So then I tried, someone told me, try CBD oil. And I was like, what is this? So I looked it up and I saw that it was like part of the marijuana plant or the hemp plant, its cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh,
is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I don't know if that's what I want to do, you know.
Do you know what CBD stands for?
Yeah, cannabinoidal acid or something that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And cannabis, as we all know,
is
marijuana. So hemp plant is the cousin.
Yes. And
I'm now saying that like I'm so knowledgeable. I learned it 7 seconds ago. go ahead.
So what it is like this is aspirin is, and I could be pronouncing this wrong, is salicylic acid. It comes from the white willow tree's bark.
Of course.
So you're not eating the tree, you're eating the component being pulled out of the bark. CBD oil is a component they're pulling out of the hemp plant. So there's no THC to get you stoned.
And the THC is the part of
the marijuana plant that gives you high. Yes. Yeah. So that's not in it.
How many times have you been high on marijuana, Jennifer?
None.
Never.
No.
I found that out the last time we were recording. I was like, really?
I'm a virgin.
Wow. I don't recommend it. I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 60s, and so, you know. Somebody passed me a joint when I was 13, so.
And you were like, now, white dog, don't do me wrong.
Oh, my God, you remembered that. I can't make my way back there. But, yeah, she was afraid that if she smoked marijuana, it would.
What it was is in the 20s,
yeah,
marijuana was legal in this country.
Yeah.
But they started to worry. And this is true if you look up in the history.
Okay.
They started to worry that if women smoked marijuana, they were going to prefer to have sex with black men. So then they...
And that's based on what?
Because I think how the marijuana came in was from, like, the islands.
Okay.
And so
okay.
they were like, well, they're smoking
right.
it.
Right.
Well, what if our women don't like us anymore?
Oh, God.
And, you know, so once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they were all worried, and so then they started to criminalize it, you know.
Right, right, because,
you know.
We certainly don't want our white women having sex with black men.
I'm like,
That's not me speaking.
Funny.
It's hysterical and so weird and
frightening. Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So anyway, I started taking it, and... And within taking it, 2 hours, 10-month migraine, gone.
Wow.
It was just a shock. So I've...
So you've been taking it pretty much on a regular basis for over a year?
Yes. I have been able to not take as much or as frequently. And I think it's actually helped me in that regards.
It's an anti-inflammatory, yes?
Anti-inflammatory, a pain reliever. It's also good for anxiety and depression.
It's supposed to be good for ADHD.
ADHD.
Which is probably why some of these kids...
Because if you think their brains are like...
Yeah, their brains are moving really fast.
And it kind of just relaxes it a little bit.
Yeah, and one of the things that... When you get high on marijuana, one of the things that happens is your brain slows down.
Yes.
It processes things more slowly, which is why when you're eating, you're like... This is the most delicious peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Just because your body is processing the taste differently.
Yes.
I've heard.
Yes.
I personally have never experienced anything like that. I've just heard.
Yeah. So for me, when a friend approached me that if I wanted to start selling it, I was like, you know what, Pampered Chef, those candles and the bags and whatever.
Right. And what's like, the one with the pink? Mary Kay.
Yeah.
Mary
and you
Kay.
Know what, nothing against them, but they'll say... If you pay us $300, you get $500 worth of product. What am I going to do with $500 worth of makeup?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, in the
you know what you'll
woods.
Do? It'll sit in your bathroom for 5 years, and then you'll throw it out.
Yeah. So it's like I can't do that. And whereas this, I already know how it works. It's worked on me, and all I need to do is direct people to the website, and if they have questions about. The
right.
Products.
They don't need. They're not like buy this.
Yes.
And then sell it. They're like, oh, we think it's great. Tell your friends it's great.
Yes.
And if they use your name, then you make money.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's this specific company?
It's CTFO.
CTFO. Do you know what that stands for?
Changing the future outcome.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it, and we're a little bit tight financially now, but. I mean, and it's only like $40 or $60 to get like the first thing, right?
Yes, yes. And there's other products.